Here we go again. Highly pathogenic avian influenza has been confirmed in commercial flocks in neighboring states. Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Nag weighs in. Coming up on Money Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Andy Peterson.
Brought to you by our friends at Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise in financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America.
Wherever you find WorkSmart, you'll find producers saving money. WorkSmart is the innovative line of credit from Farm Credit Services of America. Along with its competitive interest rates and farmer-friendly terms, WorkSmart delivers interest savings, cash back dividends, and cash rewards, too. Add them all up and the savings can be significant. Terms apply. Visit FCSAmerica.com and see how much you can save. Or call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
Remain vigilant and review your biosecurity plans and ensure they're fully implemented. That's the advice from Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Nag. In regard to highly pathogenic avian influenza, which has been confirmed in a commercial turkey flock in South Dakota this fall. Now, in regard to our friends to the north, Mike Cruzen is communications director for the Minnesota Board of Animal Health, and he says the disease never truly goes away.
There are different organizations out there, like the federal government and other groups that test wild birds kind of as they migrate through and other places, and they collect data and will occasionally get detections of things like highly pathogenic avian influenza, and they know it's still out there. It's one of those things that on our side of the coin, with the farming, production, agriculture side, we have to take that uncertainty and put up our best offense, which is biosecurity.
As far as that biosecurity conversation and those measures that Secretary Nag was referring to?
To make sure that no wild birds have access to any of the areas that your poultry are in. So make sure that you have adequate fencing, adequate bird netting around certain areas. You're keeping things like feed spills cleaned up quickly and just reducing that chance that those two could cross paths. Understanding keeping your area where you're keeping your animals clean. So that means a change of clothes, separate footwear, cleaning and disinfecting your equipment when you go in and out of the area where you care for your birds. The starting point, you should definitely be changing your boots when you're walking from somewhere like your house or your driveway or somewhere that wild birds can stop by.
Great advice. This is the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.